Hi, my name is Noah Marcus Smith, and I'm so happy to be with you today. This morning, I did a wonderful class. Did I say I'm forgetting myself. You're listening to the Low Food Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. This morning, I did a wonderful class at the Riverside Center, and I was going up the stairs. As I was walking down the corridor to get to the studio, I met a few girls. They had their children outside. I was just greeting their children and saying, hi, how are you doing? And I guess a lot of them wish they could do the class, but they're not old enough. It's an adult class. What can I say? But I do have kids coming to my class every so often. If they come to my class, the first thing they've got to do my Low Food Fitness videos. If the parents have the DVD, they can do the DVD. But either way, they've got to have familiarity before they can do the class. Yeah, and when they come in, it won't be alien to them. They'll have a good set of mobile skills compatible to my class. All right, you got the idea. I gave a little talk. It was a great class. Everyone was heated up, packed in there. Boy, it was so rammed in there today. It was so good. Anyway, so I gave them a little talk at the end of the class and just said how proud of them that I am. Because, you know, I do some other classes here and there, and I get 21, 22, 23-year-olds, and they're struggling to do the class. In the Riverside, I've got nothing but professional older ladies and men as well. And they range from age of 35 upwards. Yeah, I do have some that are younger, but most of them are ranging from that age. I said some have got kids that are in their 20s, some have got their kids that are in their 30s. You have other ladies that have just started out and they've got little babies, 2, 3, 4, and so on. But they're doing ever so well. I told them to give myself a pat on the back because we hit it hard this morning. Throw down some drum and bass, some serious deep house. What was I using this morning? I was using a Frankie Knuckles mix. Yeah, Frankie Knuckles mix. I mixed that down when Frankie Knuckles passed away. I think it would have been about 2 years now, just under, maybe 18 months, not sure. But he passed away and I put down a mix and it was such a good mix. So I use it every now and again. Anyway, today I want to get into chit-chat about some nutrition, go through a little bit of nutrition. When I was growing up, do you know what my mother fed me? Apart from baby milk when I was a baby. Yeah, she fed me rice, peas, chicken, dumpling. That's West Indian dumpling, not the Chinese stuff, boiled dumpling. Then we did some yam, sweet potato, dashin, plantain, cooking banana, all of those things. Yeah, and then when it comes down to the meat, we had curry, we had goat, we had lamb, you have beef. Don't do the pork so much. West Indians do eat pork, but it ain't my thing. My dad weren't too keen on it either. But we have all those different kinds of meat. Lamb. Did I say lamb? Said lamb already? Well, if I said lamb twice, because I like lamb so much. Yeah. Anyway, so new nutritional stuff. So I was never a big guy because my mum fed me good. I fed me with some lean, wholesome food. And that's what I do for my children. When they sit down and have something to eat, I've always got wholesome food for them. Now, I'm going to get into that a little bit because there's so many obese, big kids around. And we're talking about kids ranging from the age of 5 upwards. Man, what happened? What happened? Now, I've got to tell you that I've got a daughter that's big. My youngest daughter is a bit on the big side. But I managed to contain it. She's an endomorph. Now, endomorph is on the big side of the body type scale. Yes, I've got to manage that carefully. And how I manage that is give her some real good, wholesome food, man. You know that? Give her some real good. I don't give her a complex. I don't tell her she's this. I don't tell her she's that. She's only 5. I know that when I give her the food, I've got to make sure. I don't ram her plate up either. I've got to make sure that when I give her stuff, it's good, wholesome food that's gonna lean her up, you know, it's gonna make the body type tight and solid. Yeah, she'll weigh a bit, that would always happen. You want it to be a good weight, not a bad weight. The bad weight is when your one is big, a bit fat, if you like, but you don't want a big girl to be fat, you want a big girl to be lean, and that's what it's about, just making the best of what you got. So, yeah, oh, good. So, I'm going to help you all now. Yeah, it's a helping day today. So all you mothers out there that have got children and they're weighing on the big side, don't say to yourself, it will just fall off over a period of time. That's a mistake. If you let that happen, boy, you are going to regret it. And they're going to dislike you for it ferociously. So do yourself and do them a favor and make sure they eat well. You don't have to do exercise to look good. Yes, I'm an exercise kind of guy. And you got to do the exercise if you want to look immaculate. And you want the heart and lungs and all their working parts in your body to be performing at peak performance. But it is not essential. If you can't run, you walk. If you can't walk, you crawl. So you use that same philosophy with food. You need nutrient dense nutritional food. That's what you got to feed your children. What does that mean? Food isn't just food. If you go to McDonald's, you're going to get nutrient dense food. No, there's no nutritional value in that food. I hate to knock the company, but there's nothing there. Don't do it. Going to Burger King, don't do it. You're going to KFC, don't do it. Get yourself some real good food for your children. Don't eat that stuff. See people coming out of those places and the children are already fat. You're clear way for your kids to get even fatter by giving them that stuff. You may say, hey, I'm giving my kids that stuff, but hey, they're going to run around in the park. They need fuel. And that ain't fuel. That's poison. Don't poison your children, man. Give them good, wholesome, nutritional, dense food. Yeah, that's where we're going with that. Right, so I'm going to tell you how to do that. Now, for me, if the thing doesn't walk, run, fly, swim, or grow from the ground, I'm going to be suspicious where it came from. Let me clarify that. Have you ever seen a carton of orange, even when it said fresh orange juice? You ever seen a carton of orange grow from the tree? What's in that carton? I'm not going to take their word that that's fresh orange. Yeah, I've got to say, I drink it with a whole degree of skepticism. Because it's better for me to squeeze my oranges fresh rather than walk the gauntlet. Make your own burger with meat that you get from the butchers rather than go into one of these superstores and buying all this thing and it's all lumped together. And what is that stuff? I tell you what, right? I had a friend of mine come round once and she got here before me and she started cooking. We were making spaghetti bolognese. She started cooking. When she was cooking the meat, the mince that I had here, she said, where's the oil? Where's the water? I said, what oil and what water? Yeah, the oil and water that comes. No, there was no oil and water from, because I get my stuff from the butchers. No matter what meat I get, my chicken, my steak, and oh man, my steak, when I cook down a steak, you is to die for. You'll be licking your fingers all day. Come down my house and have my steak. Yes, all good. And I'll feed my kids this stuff. What I eat, I give to my kids. I know a woman, I know many women actually, that they cook one meal for their kids and another meal for themselves. What's that all about? Which one's the best? I could, you don't need to tell me that. I got the answer to that, all right. I bet you cook the better meal for yourself and the bad meal for your kids. Your kids are human beings and people, living people, just like yourself. You got to cook them some good food, man. You got to get them some good food. You got what I'm saying? Don't give them anything from out of a can. That canned stuff is yuck, man. Unless there's some survival stuff going on. You know, like there's a security scare and you got to stay in your home, or there's a flood, or you had like, God rest their soul, all those people that lost their lives with the hurricane and stuff, and half your country's been blown away. That's the only time you're going to have cans, man. Other than that, you don't do the canned stuff. Now, there's a thing that they call Frey Bentos. That's a nasty. Yeah, man, that stuff is horrible. Have you seen it? They've got the Frey Bentos pies. Frey Bentos pies in this tin. This thick tin. It looks thick, man. And then you have to cut round. I think they might have a pull-off top now. You just lift up the ring, put your finger in it, and you pop it off. They may have that, but either way, can you imagine eating that stuff? That's like dog food, and that's disrespect to dogs even. And then you've got bully beef. Bully beef. Oh my goodness, that stuff's so gross, so gross. I gotta confess, my mum's done that for me. There were some bad, heart-stricken, poor times when I was growing up, and we had that a couple of times, but man, only a couple. But I love my food. I ain't gonna go back to that. I'm not going to feed my children that. So, this guy kills me, man, kills me. Listen up, you gotta check this out. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt, this is in the UK, the UK Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt, he said that he was asked a question the NHS, that's the health organisation in the UK here. The NHS is overrun and the doctors are overrun as well. And there's not enough doctors for people. What are you going to do? You know what he said? Don't get sick. That radiated with me, man. Don't get sick. Well, when he told me that, you know, I just said to myself, it's gone to nothing in the UK here. Not just in England, Scotland and Wales. It's gone to nothing, man. I tell you, you got to either have healthcare or eat well. I got my healthcare. But I want to eat well because, you know what, you could have this healthcare, right? But if you fall down on the street, who's going to pick you up? It's the NHS ambulance that's going to pick you up. Where are they going to take you? To the NHS hospital. They're going to pick you up and take you to the private one that you signed on to. They're going to take you downtown, man. You know, either way, you got to listen to what this guy said. Don't get sick. Yeah, you can get knocked down by a car in the road, or someone could come up behind you and hit you over the head and knock you unconscious, take your money and stuff. But we're talking about a health thing here, right? You just got to stay healthy. What's the best way to stay healthy? Now, you know what I tell all the kids in my class? The best way to stay healthy is to take medicine. Yeah, you got to take medicine every single day. And they look at me, huh? Yep. You know what that medicine is? That medicine is your fruit, is your veg. Take your fruit and veg every single day. If your mother put that vegetables on the table on your plate, do you eat it? Half of them say they don't eat it. No wonder some of them are looking pasty and they're very weak when they come and do my classes. You could tell the ones that are eating healthily, that are eating pure, wholesome food. Your broccoli, your spinach, carrots, all that stuff. You got to put it down. Get it down to children. Make them like it. You know how you make them like it? Keep feeding them it. Look, I grew up and there was a lot of that stuff I didn't like, but my mother put it on the plate every single time. And then you know what? I got sick of leaving the thing. And it was horrible. And then over a period of time, it just began tasting nice. You know what happens to me now? Yeah, I come in, if I haven't had my fruit and veg for a day or so, I come in, I've just made myself a plate of nothing but vegetables, no meat or nothing, because my body craves it. My body wants it. Go in my fridge, take it out. Yep, boom, 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 eat it. My kids come to me 3 times a week and I feed them nothing but good food. They say, Daddy cooks from the heart, Mummy cooks from the head. Cooking from the head's good as well, right? Because cooking from the head means that you give them good, wholesome food. But if you just cook from the head, the food got no taste. And my parents, being from the West Indies, taste is everything. We live to eat, not eat to live. I remember when Usain Bolt won one of his records and they panned to Jamaica, the little island in the West Indies, and everyone's going crazy for this guy. And the reporter said, what makes these guys so good? Because the whole Jamaican team was doing great. What makes these guys so good? You know, they said all the people, they were saying banana, plantain, dasheen, yam, chocha, jerk chicken, callaloo, saltfish and ackee. All of that stuff. That's stuff I grew up with. And if you don't know some of these things, go online and look them up. I remember, right, when I was at school, there was a bread strike. And this is going back way. There was some stuff going on with the bakers. They weren't baking any stuff. So we've got this thing called bun and cheese. So we had packed lunch. So all the black kids brought in these packed lunches with, there's this thing they call hardo bread. And it's like bread, but it's more dense and hard. And bread's not a good thing. I'll come to bread in a minute. Anyway, so we brought in hardo bread and this bun. And all the white kids and Indian kids were dipping into our lunchbox and taking a bit of that. And they were saying, wow, this is great stuff. This hardo bread and this bun stuff that you got going on here, man. And they were asking us to bring it in for them every day. Yeah, every day. It was always exciting stuff going on in our lunch boxes. Let me just give you a thing about bread. Bread is void of nutrition. Don't do it. I don't eat any bread. And I cut down. I don't know what my children's mother, she does over there. But I know that when my kids come here, they do not have bread. We don't do bread. We're totally free of bread. It's just totally, it's a filler. All it's going to do is pack them out and fill them up. But there's no nutritional value in bread. So I cut it out completely. Again, you could do breakfast. In the UK, they're called breakfast fry-up. I don't like that word because I don't need to fry my eggs, bacon. I don't need to fry my sausage. And I certainly do not need to fry my beans if I'm going to have beans. Yeah, I can grill that stuff. So it's not a fry-up for me. And when my kids come and I do that for them, you know what I do in replace of bread? I put mushrooms on the plate. Yeah, chop up the mushrooms, put them under the grill. Boom, boom, boom. My kids have a whale of a time eating that stuff. Everything I put in front of them, they're down. Dun, 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 dun. Let's go down quickly. I got none of this playing around with food because I cook from the heart and from the head. I've got both going on there. So that's what I do. Now, look, girls, boys, if your child is big, you don't need to send them to clubs if they feel a bit self-conscious. Of course, it's always best to get to a martial arts club or a gym club or have them go to running school or something to that effect. But if they feel self-conscious and they don't want to do that, or they're that big that they're immobile, then just work on their nutritional plan first. And another word you won't hear me use is diet. Diet's got a negative connotation to it. When you say someone's on a diet, it means that you're putting them on one of these crash things, or rather that's the perception of it. But so I don't use that word. I tend to like the word nutritional plan. You give your kids a real food educated, common sense nutritional plan. So as I said before, I've talked about some of the stuff you can give them. If it doesn't run, walk, swim, all that stuff, then don't give it to them. Try and avoid tin food and carton drinks. They're okay. Definitely avoid fizzy stuff. Don't give them pop, soda, whatever you want to call it. When my kids have a meal, they got water or water, depending on where in the world you come from. So just give them what they need. Give them what the body needs. So again, you do not need your child to be doing heavy duty work. Work on their nutritional, get a good nutritional plan first. And when the weight comes down, then you start sending them to clubs where they can then push that on a little bit further. You've got to remember, they have to build up an appetite. If the kid's sitting down playing video games and watching the TV, they're going to get fat. What they're also going to do is comfort eat. Let me give you a little story, right? Let me tell you something about this comfort eating. And I was ashamed of myself. I'm studying. As I said, I keep saying this to you. I've gone back to school and I'm studying. I've just passed an exam. I'm taking a couple more before the year ends. So I was doing this revision now and sitting down, and it was 12 o'clock and I said, I'm going to do a little bit more and then I'm going to go to bed. But as I was getting into this stuff, time was passing. You know, sitting down doing all this revision, I was eating and I wasn't even noticing it. I'll go to the fridge and I get something out, get out some chocolate, yogurt. Well, I don't keep much chocolate in my house, but I was getting out yogurt, getting out fruit, getting out this. Man, I'm telling you, anyhow I had biscuits, crisps, chocolate, sweets in my house, I would have been on that. I was feeling so peckish. All I wanted to do is put stuff in my mouth while I'm studying, because I'm looking at the computer screen and I'm tapping out the keys here and there, listening to lectures as well. And all I want to do is stuff my face with food. I didn't need it, but I want to put the stuff in my mouth anyway. So it just dawned on me. And I just said to myself, this is what those fat people are doing. They don't do exercise, so they're sitting at home watching the TV. And as they're watching the TV, the right hand is moving up and down. The mouth is opening. And what they've got in their hand is going in it. No wonder they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, I go to a restaurant, I see some big people, man. And they're in the restaurant and they've got more food than anyone else. I know if you're big, you've got more to fill, but crazy. You got to look down at yourself and say, hey, I need to cut down now. So your people out there, you beautiful women, beautiful girls, beautiful boys, and you got your children, don't let your children get to this. Save them now. They would love you and not dislike you for it. You know, you can feed your children and still get a caloric deficit without exercise. You have to think about that. I'm not discouraging you from doing exercise. I'm just saying that if your child is obese or you're obese, there is another way. There is another way. But you can't just keep putting stuff in your mouth and expect that way is the way that I'm talking about. I'm not here to give you blow-by-blow food to put in your mouth. You can work that out yourself. And there are many plans on YouTube that you can stick by. All I'm going to say to you is that whatever you eat, it's got to be from a natural source. And if you're vegetarian, nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't be one myself. But if you're vegetarian, you could still be fat. Remember that. You could still put on. I know vegetarians that are big. What's that thing, corn? What is that? Somebody give me a cut. Look, lowfoodatme.com. That's the email address. Drop me a line and let me know what's in corn. Is it corn? Some meat supplement they do for vegetarians. We're crazy, man. Don't have a meat supplement, just eat the meat. I don't get vegetarians anyway. I'm going to get a backlash from this, but I don't get it. Food chain, you know, animals are there. They kill each other to eat, and we're an animal also. We kill to eat. That's how it works. Don't kill other human beings, though. Evolution. You didn't know that? Okay, so listen now. I'm going to give you a breakdown of some of the things that you should be eating now. So just deal with your protein. What is protein? Protein, without protein, you'd be weak, man. Fall around like jello. So listen up. What's your protein? Your protein is your milk, your calcium as well, and your eggs. Red meats give you a great protein. So you get into that, yep. And remember to buy your meat from the butcher. Don't buy that stuff from the supermarket. Look, I know some of you are on a budget. And if you're on a budget, then so be it. You've got to buy it from the supermarket. But if you can avoid it, avoid it, right? So that's all I'm saying. And then you got your carbohydrates. There's so many people are scared of carbohydrates because they think, oh, I forgot. Your protein, your milk will give you fat as well. You can't have a fat-free diet. Right, good fat and bad fat. So you need your fats in your diet, your milky yogurt, and there's some other stuff that will cover that also. Then you've got your carbs. A lot of people are frightened of eating carbs because they think they're going to get big. Carbs is good. Carbs is the only source of energy the brain can take and absorb and use as substance in order to push yourself forward in a thinking capacity. Yeah? So you need your carbs. What is carbs? Carbs is pasta and rice. You got your carbs in that. So your protein, your vitamins and minerals, they're your fruit and veg, man. So you got to have your fruit and veg. It's the main thing that's going to keep you out of doctor's surgery. You don't need to see you if you're healthy. I need to see if you're sick. And your fruit and veg will give you a great immunity. One of my good students yesterday, in my kickboxing class. He said, why do I have to eat vegetables? My mum keeps giving them to me. Because it's going to make you healthy. And when you get bitten by bugs, you're not going to be sick. So as long as you go to the toilet, you wash your hands real good, then you won't be sick at all. You'll be strong and healthy. And I hardly ever get sick, man. And talking about bitten by bugs, did you see that Facebook post that I put on? The size of my hand? Crazy, man. That was something else. Listen, I got to go. I hope you got all the information from me. If you want nutrition, you got to go to my sister. My sister is a bodybuilding champion. She knows all about nutrition. In fact, that's where I get my nutritional advice from. I just like to keep things simple, brief. I hope you got some good stuff from me today. I'm about to head out of here. I've got another lesson to do. I've got a one-on-one kickboxing lesson to do. This lady's got it's her first session with me. I'm going to give her a hot class. She really wants to learn to do kickboxing. She might even want to compete. Teaching her for the first time, it's gonna be good. I'm out of here. I'll see you next time. Stay good. Bye.